This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Jessica Mulligan. Thank you for joining us. Tonight, we'll learn about a recent discussion at King's College on Coal Mining Week. Listen to this week's edition of Music Monday, get a recap on King's recent sporting events, and take a look at this week's forecast. King's College celebrated Coal Mining Week last week with a lecture on Wilkes-Barre's coal mining heritage. Sue Hand, a local artist, spoke about her art collection on display in King's on the Square. News director Nick Rotundo has more on the story.
Since the 19th century, the town of Wilkes-Barre was populated by coal miners and their families, nicknaming it the Diamond City. Last week, King's College celebrated Coal Mining Week with a lecture in the new King's on the Square building about the city's coal mining heritage, as well as the very popular art collection found in the lobby of the building, thanks to the late Jim Burke.
The vision and dedication of Jim Burke, as he bought the collection from Sue and donated it to his alma mater, King's College. In fact, Jim was the first one to graduate from King's. First class, Burke, first one across the stage. And he held that as a real honor in his life.
Local artist Sue Hand was the keynote speaker of this lecture as she showed those in attendance a slideshow of some of the paintings in her collection.
I started it 16 years ago when I finished my Millennium collection, but maybe 15 years before that, I had seen up in Maine an art show, and it was a series of blocks of wood. There were 10 across and 10 down. There were 100 of them, and they were on a plain white wall, and they were brown and black, and they had some words in them. Now, I have no idea what those words were. I don't even remember if it was some kind of a concept. I lost it, but I was fascinated with the visual imagery of those little square blocks of wood with paint and a couple words here and there. And over those years, from the middle 80s to the year around 2000, they just kept rattling in my head, and it started crisscrossing with coal mining in this area, because that was black and brown to me.
Sue also went on to talk about how meaningful this project was to her.
I had read about the Breaker Boys. They said when a young Breaker Boy started, you could follow him home if it was snowy, because there would be a trail of blood in the snow. They weren't allowed to wear gloves because that would slow them down. And coal is sharp. And I had read about that. I had read about it a lot of times because it was just kill your hands. I was working at my home studio, and there were a couple pieces that I hadn't worked on for a couple weeks. And lo and behold, some dust appeared. I have no idea from where. And I picked up one of the panels, and I just kind of brushed it off, but I already had the coal embedded on it, and immediately, it was like somebody took razor blades on my hand. Immediate pain, immediate blood dripping like crazy. I grabbed my hand, I ran for the bathroom, dripping blood the whole way, and I started crying. And you know, I didn't cry from the pain. I cried for those boys. And I'm trying not to cry now, but it was so emotional. This project was the hardest thing I ever did in my life.
Sue also had some personal ties to coal mining in northeastern Pennsylvania.
And then there was our famous Knox mine disaster. And because my dad worked for the state police, he came home that night, told us stories about how the stateies had jumped in their patrol cars and raced across the bridge and came back all wet and muddy. And my dad was very visually upset by the Knox. So am I, obviously. I am by the memory.
What was really interesting during this lecture was the explanation of how Sue chose to make the paintings in hexagonal shapes by her and her son-in-law, Tim.
Each anthracite canvas is a six-sided honeycomb because the Wyoming Valley was honeycombed with mines. The six sides allowed the individual paintings to fit together in various honeycomb patterns. The canvases were designed to balance on a point because the mines were unstable. The paint has depth because the coal ran in layers.
About 2 years ago, I had an art show at the studio, and a couple came in, James and Diane Pagnotti. James and Diane came to see their grandson's artwork in the art show, and we started talking about it, and he asked me the same thing. Why did you use the six sides? And I told him the honeycomb story. And he said, do you know that the molecular structure of coal is a hexagonal shape. And I said, no. And he sent me this photograph. And that just absolutely fascinated me because it's the whole thing. I had no idea.
Like the coal miners, Sue Hand put her blood, sweat, and tears into her work. And because of Jim Burke, King's is the permanent home for this beautiful collection. For WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Nick Rotundo.
Mondays bring us the latest and greatest releases of music around. Music Director Therese Rosage has the latest edition of Music Mondays.
You're listening to the WRKC News at 5, and this is Music Monday. My name is Therese Ruffsedge, Music Director here, and I'll be your host for today's installment of the show. Barreling on after a nonstop flurry of activity over the past 8 years, Ty Segall has dropped his 10th solo album, its cover depicting a Xeroxed baby head as it peers out of the fold amid a field of toner black gradients. The album, Emotional Mugger, was released on January 22nd. So without further ado, we'll play a sample of the third track on that album titled California Hills. Brothers-in-Law is a four-piece dream pop band from Pesaro, Italy. Their newest album, Raise, is set to be released on January 29th of this year, but you're going to get to hear a sneak peek of it today. So without further ado, here's a sample of their track, Oh Sweet Song. Ringo Death Star is an American alternative rock band from Austin, Texas, which channels diverse influences such as Fugazi, The Cure, The Smiths, My Bloody Valentine, and The Velvet Underground. Dream Again is a track from their newest album, Pure Mood, which was released in late 2015. So here's a sample of the track. This has been Therese Ruffsedge for Music Monday on the WRKC News at 5. Don't forget to tune in to Music Monday every Monday at 5 to hear the latest and greatest hits on college radio.
Coming up next, we will hear a recap on King's recent sporting events and take a look at this week's weather.
This is DJ Nick Rotundo. Tune into 88.5 FM Wilkes-Barre every Sunday night from 5 to 6 and listen to my show, The Rocking Dead. You'll hear some great rock music and I'll talk about what's new on AMC's The Walking Dead. As always, keep on rocking and watch out for those walkers. Only on 88.5 FM WRKC, King's College Radio.
Hi, this is Celine Dion asking you to help put an end to premature birth. I share the concerns and fears of every parent, knowing that more than 1 million babies around the world die every year simply because they didn't get enough time to grow. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit facebook.com/worldprematurityday to find out how you can make a difference. Thank you for caring.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
This is your sports director, Dan Lynch, with your King's College Athletic Weekly Update for January 25th, 2016. The men's basketball team traveled to Manhattanville on Sunday due to the snowstorm on Saturday and lost 70-80. The Monarchs are now 8-9 overall and fell to 3-3 in conference play. Dan Rotecki led the Monarchs with 24 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists, while Chris Vizzini and Nate Oliver followed with 11 apiece. Tom Heston chipped in with 10 points and 7 rebounds. The Monarchs' next game will be against rival Wilkes University on Wednesday. WRKC will have live coverage of the game starting at 7:50 with Vidal Malakari and Sean Greasy. The Lady Monarchs also took on Manhattanville on Sunday and lost 78-57. This is the second loss in a row for the Lady Monarchs as star point guard Casey Seitz still sits on the bench with a knee injury. The Monarchs will also return home on Wednesday against Wilkes University. WRKC will have live coverage of the game starting at 5:50. The wrestling team traveled to Lycoming over this wintry weekend for the MAC Championships. Sophomore Howard Kilpatrick placed second at the 157-pound to rank as the top Monarch finisher in the 2016 Middle Atlantic Conference Championships. Kings finished with five wrestlers placing in the top six. At 285-pound sophomore Ralph Narno won his first match with a 7-2 decision over Jacob Hurling of Wilkes. In the semifinal, he faced second-seeded Jacob Wright of Messiah and dropped a 3-2 decision. Five student athletes were announced to the MAC Fall All-Academic Team, including Mercer Darko, Kevin Haymaker, Madison Jones, and Tom Hare and Mike Palmer. Congratulations to all student athletes. For all your King's College athletics, I'm your sports director, Dan Lynch.
And now the weather. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 22. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 39. And Wednesday will be partly cloudy with a high of 32. Hopefully the sun comes out Thursday, but I wouldn't bet your bottom dollar on it. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Erin Harvey.
The Taze Prayer will be held tonight in the Campus Ministry Center at 7 p.m. There will be a readout for Wednesday's home basketball games against rival Wilkes University at 6 and 8 p.m. And there's a blood drive in the third floor of the Campus Center on Thursday starting at 10 a.m. This has been WRKC News at 5. I'm Jessica Mulligan. Have a magnificent Monday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.